There's a point in the morning where the light is still something otherworldly. It's one of my favourite times of the day, as it exists in the point of potential, where the pressure of deadlines and social graces isn't yet fully realised. Tea helps, of course, because it always does, but there's often a stirring, unformed desire that comes with swimming fully awake that offers a crossroads. Indulge or repress. Treat yourself or get on with your day. There is a softness under my knees. Carpet or a puddle of duvet and discarded covers. We are treating ourselves, and we have all the time in the world. It feels as though you should be vulnerable in your exposure, laid bare, but I know you revel in it. My attention, undivided. There's a cascade of emotions and instincts that arrive together. A rowdy crowd at a party, but this is not something to be rushed, and my pride keeps my demeanour demure. For now. I wait for permission, and there's a moment when you tease, play at refusing me, but forcing me to watch you indulge your own pleasure is not what this is about. At least, not this time. The first touch of skin to warm skin is reassuring somehow, and as my confidence grows, I begin to explore. My hands may be small, but my fingers are deft and clever. Quick to react to responses and the gentle push and pull of your barely perceptible approvals. You're smiling, enjoying my curiosity, I think. I try not to approach this as a scientist, but I experiment nonetheless. My grip alternates between ungentle strokes and smoothing swipes with the pads of my fingers, testing for reaction, searching for ways to please you best, or surprise you. I succeed, once or twice, and your permission to continue is implicit. I wet my lips, considering how to proceed. I smile, holding your gaze for a moment before dipping my head. I flatten my grip and open my palm, dragging my tongue along your entire length in an effort to shock you from your reverie. If your fingers gathering in my hair are an indication of your appreciation, I say nothing. Impatient and with a growing ache for more, selfish activity, I redouble my efforts, sliding you into my mouth with practice resistance. I wish I could take all of you. I wish I could allow you your reins, but I know my limits and focus on what I can do. My hands the support act for my best performance. The worst thing in the world is to be denied my hands to do this. To deny the concert of tongue and lips and fingertips in this dance. And so with this freedom, I revel in the ritual of it, relishing the way your hips have begun to tilt and buck under my attentions, pushing up into my grip and my warm, wet mouth. No small amount of satisfaction arises in me at your enjoyment, and my eyes slip voluntarily shut, allowing touch to be my dominant sense. I feel your muscles tensing and relaxing, your skin tight and smooth, and your fingers scratching lightly against my scalp or tugging gently on my hair to let me know you're still there with me. If you have any desire to guide my movements, you don't show it. Not this time, anyway. And time slips away as I learn how best to make you gasp. How to make your grip on me tighten. My own need is becoming desperate, and I am torn in the delicious agony of indecision. Whether to bring your desire to bear here, on my knees before you, or... My knees are screaming for attention. I cannot maintain this position much longer, and it makes up my mind for me. My voice cracks in my throat, but the intention is unwavering. I know how to ask for what I want. Whether you grant it, of course, is up to you. Please, I say, because it pays to be polite. Please fuck me.